Ram, Shanti, 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 Ram, peace, peace. Good evening. Try to remember that you didn't come here to listen to words. You didn't come here to listen to a lecture or a talk. Why did you come here? I don't know. I have no idea. But you're here. You're here to listen to me rattle off some words for you. Listen to what's beyond the words. Listen to the silence beyond the words. The quietness. Reality. As I continue to speak, he listens to the words so beyond was beyond the words. Most of us are aware that everything in our lives is preordained, predestined. Everything has been mapped up for you since you came here. Before you came into this body, everything was already outlined for you, what you're going to do, what kind of life you're going to live, everything has been already planned. It's all been planned for you. And now what he's doing is playing a part. You're playing a part. Like an actor on the stage. You're playing out a part of the reason why you came here. Just how it appears. Some of you with big egos don't like to hear what I'm saying. Because you think you've got free will to do what you want. You believe you make choices. You're free to make a choice, but you're not. You're not free at all. You're bound by karmic strings, like a puppet. You're being manipulated every day. You do certain things to take certain actions. It's all pre-planned, predetermined. In other words, it's your destiny to do what you're doing. It's your destiny, you have no choice in the matter. So why fight, why argue? Therefore, my question to you is, why do you become upset? Why do you become excited over things? Why do you become angry, mad? Why do you think things have to be a certain way? If everything is pre-planned, predestined, it means you're in the right place right now, where you're supposed to be. There's no mistakes. I can't imagine if you were an actor on the stage. You have to play your part perfectly, don't you? You can't make a mistake. This is exactly what you're doing here on this earth. You're playing your part perfectly. Well, you're not aware of it. I can say the part's playing you. Or you're playing a part yourself. You're playing a good part. With enthusiasm. You feel sorry for yourself. You feel something's wrong with your life. You feel guilty about the past. It's a part that you're playing. It's for the game. Most of us are really involved in this game. Take it very seriously. And we get out of it. We keep playing it again and again. Life after life after life. You don't quit playing. You keep playing continuously. For no one's ever told us it's a game. Take it serious. Take it real. And because of things real, we suffer. We suffer needlessly. Because we want things to go our way. There's no flowing with it. We try to change things. We try to make others do what we want. The last person wants to stop playing. Was in love the whale, so to speak. Has become free liberated. First, you gotta be trying to play the game before you get into action. If you're not trying to play the game of life, nothing's going any further. We'll continue to go on and on many lives. Over and over again, you live many lives. Thousands of years. It'll never end. You don't become disgusted with the game. You want out. If you have this initial feeling, something will happen to you. You need to find a way out. Find a certain book. Find a certain teacher. Something will show you the way and lead you forward. But most of us don't come to this step because we don't want to stop playing. Conditioning happens to us, conditions happen to us. Conditioned. And I guess things come into our lives, we're very happy and satisfied. We inherit $1 million. Everything's getting our way for a while. We're satisfied with life, so to speak. I think we got something, I think it's doing something good. But of course things change. I think we become disillusioned, disappointed. It's satisfying no longer. You play the game again. So as I said before, you have to be completely disgusted with playing this game. whole life experience. And when you really discuss it, it says something really happened to you. You move forward. There's so much else to do. I'm not satisfied with it. I'm not good in the headway. You begin to realize it's living karmically. Everything is karmic. And working at your parapta karma. Because of different experiences. So first of all, you never react to any condition. You never react to any condition. The condition is good or bad. From reacting to a condition causes more karma to come to you. Think of the conditions that you react to today. Think of all the conditions that you react to today. Good or bad. This makes you a player in the game. You're living a human dream. Reacting to conditions. You need to watch them to react. You need to observe. Become the witness of what's going on. But you never react. As you observe, as you watch, instead of reacting, the karma goes along that disappears. The karma becomes weaker for you. It's melt away. And you're free of that aspect of your life. But again, if you continue to react to the condition, you become more karma. Then it begins to learn that you're not the body or the mind. There's the next step. You begin to understand that the mind reacts, not you. The body reacts, not you. All these years your body has been reacting to a person, place, or thing. Well, I guess I'm saying there's no reason to react to that at all. Let's freeze it again. You have to question yourself. And so questions such as, who's been reacting all these years? Who's been going through all these experiences all these years? I have. What am I? You set the mind on thinking. Try to keep the mind still. It comes to you with the mind all these years and keeping you in trouble. And going to react. First, you have to think about this in your mind before you react. The mind becomes still, and then this is react. And then it's react. You can always question your existence. Where did I come from? Where is my source? Who am I? Continue practicing this way. Really like. Nothing really has any meaningful purpose for you. It's not only a beginning, it's not only an end. There's a flow of energy. Just like in a dream. When you're dreaming, the dream doesn't stop. In the beginning, there's no beginning. The dream doesn't stop with Adam and Eve. It works right up to where you are now. The dream comes to you fully equipped. People, places, and things. True? Everything in the dream begins. Up. Just ends. It didn't happen like that because it was an illusion. It didn't exist at all. When I wake up, it was a dream, and it was there. So you're going to question this existence. Is this also a dream? Well, I work it for money. It's free. What am I doing to free myself? I don't want to become a friend involved in this world. Does the world ever hold me where I don't have freedom to think, to be? As you can use the same way, something will happen to make you free so you have the time to think about these things. Your brains will be lifted from you. And find life becomes easier for you. You're no longer part of the struggling world. You leave the world alone completely. You begin to realize that you know this world. You know this world at all. You're not part of any world. The world is a complete dream. The whole universe is a dream. This makes me very happy. Just to know this, you become very happy. Just have the realization that you're in a dream, in the body of the mind. The body may fall away, but you will still exist. What is this a dream? Everything is only a dream. So I'm really feeling really hard not to react to things. That's the only feeling you have, not to react to anything. To watch and observe everything, not to actually react to it. This is the feeling you have. When you begin to see this way, life no longer has a hold on you. Karma is no longer your master. You're freeing yourself slowly but surely by seeing this way. Playing the game. You're less and less involved with life. And more involved with the self. Or consciousness. soon you begin to realize there are no others, only one self, and you are that. You become all pervading. And you become the self. It's not an individual. It's only presence, all pervading. The soul of the whole universe. You become still. It's work less than this. And you become happy and happy all the time. By doing nothing, by accomplishing nothing. You know that there's a force things that happen. Because they happen by themselves. You know that you're in the right place, right now, going through the experiences you have to go through. It's not fighting them. Look at something in the right way. Say for instance you have AIDS. You don't want to condemn yourself or condemn anybody else. But you realize this is karmic. You start fighting it. But you see the truth behind them. You're in the reality, there's nobody here to laugh at you. Sickness and health. Poverty and abundance. Happiness, all parts of the same coin, two sides of the same coin. You're not anything like that, you have nothing to do with this, you have nothing to do with these things. They have nothing to do with you. You're free of these things. You're beyond all these things. You're beyond sickness and health, lack of limitation, abundance. You're beyond everything. You watch everything unfold. You're beyond all these things. And you see this way? Doesn't disappear, and then disappear doesn't make any difference. Because you realize you have nothing to do with it. It's not you. You're free. You're always going to be free. Your nature is such a surrender. You're the divine itself. Yours for the truth is pure awareness. It's all freedom, consciousness. You keep your mind on those things. Keep your mind on those things all the time. Be in the world and change the world. Be in the highest things. And you keep thinking of the highest things. The highest things think of you. And so it becomes only free to breathe. So the choice is yours. The choice is yours to the extent of reacting. Are you going to keep reacting to things? He's going to watch and look. Keep still. That choice is yours. I will assume what happens to your mirror in. Be still and know that I am God. That your nature is God. Love. Harmony. Consciousness. I never thought I was to be free. You are free already. You've always been free. Nothing can bind you, except your thoughts. Free yourselves from the confines of your mind right now. Questions like this.
Productive, to give back, and
always
be helping people. I just
wanted
to know what you thought of that.
Very altruistic. When that, you're the first one to know who you are, what you are. And if you do that, you'll be able to think of others in the same way. You know, if you know who you are, how are you going to take care of others? You're going to see your nature, what you really are. Then by being yourself, your real self, others will benefit by it. Because the true nature is that you are others, you are everybody. So you're trying to understand yourself, trying to be yourself, and the others also. But it's a good thing you're doing. But then you find yourself, then you find that you're the one. Go out and help others like you're doing. Do what you're doing now. It's good. Very good. But work on yourself continuously. And you find that you're all the other people. the only one who is them. There's only one. He has one. We keep on doing what you're doing.